Well, welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plankins here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour, and a lot to talk about here this week, this hour. The Panthers on a three-game win streak, so we'll recap the week that was here in just a moment. We will also get to, my broadcast partner Billy Lindsay stopping by next segment. We'll talk about the week that was. We'll look ahead to the home-and-home matchup against the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow in Tampa, Monday back at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Last couple of games before the Christmas break for the Panthers, who put themselves into a good spot, fighting with Toronto for that top spot in the Atlantic Division. So, again, lots to get to coming up here. And, well, as far as the week goes, we'll have some reaction sounds, some highlights, all that coming up. We'll get you set for a day in the National Hockey League, a busy day in the National Hockey League. The Panthers not playing on this Saturday. That's because they're gearing up for two games in 2 days starting tomorrow. So again, busy couple of days for the Panthers. Then this team that has had such a travel schedule lately and that has, again, logged some significant miles over the course of the first few months of the season, have a chance to catch their breath and do so in a good spot in the standings. Again, Doug Plankins with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass with you for the next hour here on the Panthers Insider Show. Folks, you're running out of shopping days. Score the Cats holiday hat trick packages. Catch all the savings. Three Panthers games. Only $75. Choose from the Victor hat trick package or the Stanley hat trick package. Available while supplies last. Go to floridapanthers.com/offers. That is the Panthers holiday hat trick packages. And folks, for the first time in franchise history, a wait list for territory memberships. Join the wait list today. Get your priority spot in line for season tickets. To learn more, go to floridapanthers.com/waitlist or call 954-835-PUCK. I mentioned the road ahead for the Panthers. We'll get to that quickly here because tomorrow, Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning over in Tampa. It's going to be a 5 o'clock Eastern time faceoff. We are on the air with Panthers preview beginning at 4:30. Now, if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you'll want to find us on AM 790 WAXY tomorrow. Or actually, you know what? Correction. That's Monday night. We're on AM 790 WAXY. It's live radio. Anything can happen. Tomorrow, we're on our flagship home, 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. In the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 92.1, 1230 The Gambler, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, all the different places to find us Monday night. If you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward County's AM 790 WAXY, your place to find us, and all of our great affiliates as well that I just mentioned. So little housekeeping notes there. So two games, 2 days, Panthers and the Lightning tomorrow in Tampa, 7 o'clock Monday night. And the biggest thing, we want to see you there Monday night. 7 o'clock face-off, Panthers and the Lightning, floridapanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And that'll kick off a homestand for the Panthers Monday night at 7 o'clock. And here's another note, folks, and we'll get to talking about this a little bit when Billy stops by next segment. Maybe doesn't get talked about as much as it should. The Panthers this season, 8-0 against teams that they've played in the playoffs the last 2 years. We're going to get into talking about Monday night's win in Edmonton in just a moment. But the only playoff opponent from the last couple of years the Panthers haven't seen yet is the Tampa Bay Lightning. So big games for a number of reasons. The rivalry renews. Panthers and Tampa Bay tomorrow at 5 in Tampa and then Monday at 7 right back here in Sunrise. So that's what lies ahead. After the Christmas break, Panthers resume things a week from today, 1 o'clock in the afternoon against the Montreal Canadiens, and then the New York Rangers come to town a week from Monday at 7 o'clock for the last game of the 2024 calendar year for the Panthers. And then it'll be Happy New Year festivities and a couple of more home games for the Panthers after the turn of the new year against Pittsburgh and Carolina. That's what's coming up. FloridaPanthers.com for all the information, all the ticket information. Get your Panthers tickets as well. SeatGeek.com. But let's get into talking about the week that was for the Panthers. We take it all the way back to Monday night in Edmonton. And Paul Maurice would go on to say it. We're going to have some sound coming from him in just a moment. But this wasn't just one of 82. This wasn't just your garden variety 2 points. The Panthers and the Oilers, for the first time since they met in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, and we all know how that went. Back on June 24th, the Panthers were the team that went home happy that night. Panthers and the Oilers would play again back on Monday night in Edmonton. For the Panthers, it was game four on a lengthy road trip. Well, the Panthers battled from behind and came out on top by a 6-5 final. Here are the highlights as the Panthers Radio Network.
On for the faceoff of the defensive end, Sam Reinhart. The Oilers control, though. McDavid got it back. Bouchard tripped up the line. Maybe a breakaway. Here's Jesper Boqvist heading down to our left. One man to beat. Cuts out front shot. And he scores! Jesper Boqvist! A shorthanded goal. The Panthers have the first one tonight. It's 1-0 less than 3 minutes in. Verhage near circle. Wrist shot over the net. Off to the far corner. Swatted at by Ekholm. Couldn't get it out. Now Reinhart across Verhage near circle. A shot tipped and they score! Matthew Tkachuk right out in front of the net. Looks like he got a piece of that one. And the Panthers have taken a 2-1 lead. A power play goal with 27.1 seconds to go in this first period. Lundell bank pass near point. Ekblad long shot off a stick on the way. Bounces to the near corner. Anton Lundell up top taken by Ekblad. Long shot into traffic and a save made by Skinner as that one got through. Stuart Skinner, the goaltender. Here on the near side, it's Anton Lundell. Given across. Long shot, Forsling. And they score! It looked like Skinner got a piece of it, and it wobbled through, and the Panthers get one back. The Panthers have cut the Edmonton lead to 4-3. Nosek over on the far side of the ice. He'll look to lay it out to the blue line, but it's intercepted before it got to Kulikov. Jeff Skinner, far side for Edmonton. He's blasted by Gadjevich, put onto the seat of his pants, and that's going to draw a crowd over there between the benches. Bouchard down to our left, and this one is poked along. Lewost Arena intercepts. Lundell in front of chance, and they score! And it's Nico Mikkola tying the game at four with 13:07 to go in the third. What a setup, Nico Mikkola, able to hammer it home. And the Panthers have tied it. Pass up top. It's away from Ekholm. A race down to our left. Reinhart there ahead of Ekholm, who blew a tire. Reinhart from a sharp angle. He scores! Reinhart put it off the back of Skinner. And the Panthers have taken a 5-4 lead. What a turn of events here in Edmonton. Back behind the net, Ekholm. Backhand near side. Missed the intended man. Mikkola holds it in. Down to Bennett in front. Verhage, a shot. He scores! And the Panthers take the lead once again. It's 6-5. Carter Verhage right out in front. What a setup. And Verhage able to beat Skinner. The Panthers lead by a goal inside 7 minutes to play. Loose puck on the inboards, and the final horn sounds, and the Panthers get it done tonight. A come-from-behind win here in Edmonton, 6-5, the final score. The Panthers top the Oilers tonight.
And that was a big one in Edmonton back on Monday night. Game four on that road trip. The Panthers were coming off back-to-back losses. They were shut out prior to that game in Calgary, and then a couple of days before that in Vancouver. So the Panthers were looking for a rebound, and they came up with a come-from-behind win over the team they met in the Stanley Cup Final back in June. So a big win for the Panthers on Monday night. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on the win in Edmonton, and if there was a turning point somewhere in that comeback victory.
That's a big one, you know, and well, at least we felt it was a big game. And they say, oh, they're all 182. They're just not, right? That, for us, was an important game. And then you have the big man out of your lineup. And Sam Bennett played, but Sam Bennett was under the weather. And boy, ends up, you know, setting up the game-winning goal. So really impressed with him, with what he was willing to play with. I don't think so. I think that you certainly, to go into the locker room at 4-3, you got a completely different animal. We had a great forechecking shift. We had a great net front. We got a puck to the net. I think just staying in it, right? It was an unusual game for probably both goaltenders. It's a funny thing because both those teams can put up some really dangerous offense, but there actually wasn't that much in the game, except the score would tell you that it was a free-for-all. Anyway, Sergei made three big saves right at the end of the game especially, and that was the difference for us.
Paul Maurice right there talking about Monday night's win in Edmonton. Then the Panthers would go to Minnesota for the fifth and final game on that road trip. Prior to that one, though, we had a chance to catch up with Panthers forward A.J. Greer. He was set to play his 200th career game in Minnesota back on Wednesday evening. Here's A.J. Greer of the Panthers on what it meant to play his 200th National Hockey League game Wednesday night.
It's definitely special. If people knew half of my story, they'd be proud of me. So
I'm definitely proud of myself. I woke up with a little more jump in my step today. Just a lot of smiles on the ice today and taking it all in. It's been a long journey, and I don't plan on stopping now, and I'm going to empty the tank every time I get a chance to. So it's definitely a great accomplishment. I'm very proud of myself. I'm trying to take kind of a slower step today and really take it all in.
When you do think about it, is there one moment that does come to mind when you hit a little milestone like that?
Yeah, it's a moment I wanted to quit. There are a lot of hurdles to getting to where you are, and I don't think I'm different from any other player here, any player in the league. We all go through our stuff, whether that's on the ice or off the ice, but you definitely want to appreciate where you are now, and you appreciate the steps you've taken to better yourself as a player, but also as a person, and the way you've kind of persevered is just makes it a little more special. So, you could ask me what are my favorite moments in my 200 games so far, but I'd tell you that I'd say my favorite kind of way of thinking would be that, you know, those times that I really wanted to give up and I never would have thought that I'd be here right now. So that's really, really special for me.
A.J. Greer of the Panthers speaking on what it meant to play his 200th career National Hockey League game Wednesday night. He said how big it would be for the Panthers to finish off that road trip with a win. That's exactly what they did. Here are the highlights from Wednesday night in St. Paul, Minnesota. The Panthers, a runaway 6-1 win over a very good Minnesota Wild team to close out the trip. Back-to-back wins for the Panthers. And again, here was the 6-1 win in Minnesota.
Jesper Poquist down behind the net, out to the near point, Ekblad. Ekblad, long shot, he scores! Aaron Ekblad from out beyond the top of the circle. He goes upstairs, and the Panthers have the first one tonight. 1-0 Panthers with 16-12 to go here in the opening frame. Ekblad, Samuskevich, a shot, he scores! Mackie Samuskevich upstairs, a laser of a snapshot out of the right circle, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead. Back in the building where he made his NHL debut at the start of last season, heads up the right side, and zipped it just under the bar to beat Fleury. And the Panthers have a one-goal lead. Forsling, near side, looks across. Ekblad on to Verhaeghe. Verhaeghe in right circle, pulls up across off Barkov and jammed on goal, and they score. It's Tkachuk. Barkov got it to the net. Tkachuk scored, and there was no additional contact made. If anything, Tkachuk got knocked over, and I think the Minnesota player getting back actually bumped Fleury. I think that was Hartman. So Tkachuk, no helmet on. He leads the fist bump line over. 3-1 Panthers, 4:32 to go in the second. Barkov off the right circle, touch pass. Reinhardt, Ekblad, one-timer in the same mid-floor. The rebound, they score! And it's Matthew Tkachuk there to jam it home. A power play goal. He's got two tonight, and the Panthers take a 4-1 lead. 2-on-2 scrum. Gaudreau kicked it away. Reinhardt regathers. Lundell to an open man. A shot. They scored. It's Nico Mikkola. He's able to sneak it by Fleury, who got a piece of it, but not all of it. And the Panthers take a 5-1 lead. Samuskevich up high again. Mikkola backs off to the right point. Long shot. Save Fleury through traffic. Loose puck out in front. And the Panthers keep control. It's Rodriguez. He finds Luostarinen in a shot. That's off Faber. And then Luostarinen scores. He jams it home. And the Panthers stretch their lead to 6-1. The final horn sounds, and the Panthers in runaway fashion tonight take down the Minnesota Wild 6-1. The final score here at Xcel Energy Center. The Panthers get it done tonight. They put an exclamation point on their road trip.
So the Panthers 6-1 winners in Minnesota. That was back-to-back wins to finish out the trip. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on that win in Minnesota.
It was a little track meet up and down, and then we got pretty tight after that, which was good. The light at the end of the tunnel is true on long trips. The guys are dying to get home, and you could feel it in the morning skate. We had good jump. We had it be interesting tonight because we had it again this morning, and I didn't expect that. I expect we'd be a little sluggish here, and we were moving pretty good. So maybe we just stay on a roll, right? Play every second day. Just don't skate on your off days. We do an awful lot of traveling. Christmas is coming. Getting off that plane yesterday, as you know, was a wonderful, wonderful thing to walk into the sunlight and be home in Florida. So it's great coming back here. It just is. You get a long trip. You fully appreciate how fortunate we are to live where we live.
So the Panthers were excited to get back home, and they showed it. A win over the St. Louis Blues last night. It was a 2-1 overtime victory for the Panthers over the St. Louis Blues a night ago. So the most recent Panthers game last night, Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise, Alexander Barkov with the overtime winner. But this was one the Panthers had to grind out against a tough St. Louis team. 2-1 was the final, and here are the highlights.
Over on that far side of the ice, puck played out the line, and Mikula on for Tkachuk. Tkachuk a backhand, far circle, Barkov in front of chance, and they score, and it's Uvis Balinskas upstairs. What a setup, and Uvis Balinskas ties the game at one with 9:02 to play here in the second period. Uvis Balinskas taking a great time to get his first goal of the season. Barkov, half minute to go in overtime. Reinhardt up the right side, has it along the boards. Reinhardt down to the corner to Barkov here on the near side. Up top, Ekblad. Straight on the line, right circle, Barkov. Barkov takes a look, thinks about a shot, lets it go, he scores! Alexander Barkov, the game winner in overtime. The Panthers take it 2-1. A game-winning power play goal for the captain.
Barkov, the game winner last night, 2-1. The Panthers knocked off the Blues on home ice in the extra frame. So the Panthers took what was working on the road trip, brought it home last night. That was a third straight win. Here's the captain, Alexander Barkov, on bringing that success from the road into their home building. So Alexander Barkov right there. Here's the head coach, Paul Maurice, once again, this time last night post-game. Thoughts on the win over the Blues? So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. The Panthers have won their last three games. Now looking ahead to tomorrow's road game in Tampa. 5 o'clock faceoff, 4:30. We're on the air on the Panthers Radio Network. Remember, you can always find us on the free Panthers app. Hit that radio button, top right corner. You'll get our broadcast. Every game takes all the station guesswork out of it. You'll get us right there on the Panthers app. So just one of the many ways to tune in. And the Panthers back home Monday, 7 p.m., Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise. We'd love to see you there. If not, again, we have you covered on the radio network, but we would love to see you out there on Monday evening, 7 o'clock, Panthers and the Lightning for the back end of a home-and-home set. Coming up next segment, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, is going to stop by. We'll talk about the week that was. We'll look ahead. We'll talk about the Atlantic Division, how things are shaping up as far as the division race is concerned, all that and more. Coming up next, Doug Plagans with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Billy Lindsay joining us straight ahead. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here to the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. Panthers have won three straight, coming off last night's 2-1 overtime win over the St. Louis Blues. Alexander Barkov in overtime. Uvis Balinskas had a goal in the second period. It was a tight one. Didn't really look like it was going to be early. It looked like it was going to be an offensive affair early on, but it wound up being a defensive battle and a goaltender's battle last night. Panthers outdueled the Blues by a 2-1 final score in overtime. Special guest joining me here in just a moment. Our game's your way all season long. Panthers fans, build the perfect plan for you with our 24-25 Florida Panthers flex plans. Choose the best combination of games that fit your schedule. Go to floridapanthers.com or call 954-835-PUCK for more information on flex plans and to secure your
game day seats today. Doug Plagan's here with you this morning and kind enough to stop by, as he so often does here on Panthers Insider, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to join us here. And, well, Billy, good morning to you, and I'm sure feeling good this morning coming off that thriller last night, a 2-1 overtime win for the Panthers. What'd you like about that one last night?
Just stick with it. You come back, it's tough. Five-game road trip, one day off, you get a little sleep, and you're right back to the rink at home. You got everyone crawling around. These games can be tough. You mentioned last night on the broadcast that Paul Maurice does a good job getting his team ready for these games after a long road trip. It was no different last night. It wasn't the prettiest game throughout, but they get it done. They're down 1-0, and then Tkachuk, Barkov, and Verhaeghe started to go. You could see it, and they set up that first goal. Tkachuk down to Barkov, and then Belinskis backdoor was able to tie it up at 1. And then they continued to go and get into overtime. It was a tightly played third period, close to the vest. Both goaltenders, Hofer, Bobrovsky, were solid. And Barkov, what a play on that 3-on-3. He is 1-on-3 down deep in the corner. Panthers are in a change. He wins a board battle, draws the penalty. Shen takes the penalty. You get the power play, and who does the damage? Barkov. So another, what can you say about Barkov? The consistency, points in 20 of 24 games, and never sacrificing defense for offense, leading by example, and just shows you this team again. They improved to 7-0-2 in one goal games, only 9 games decided by 1 goal. Second best record in the NHL, the only team in the NHL not to lose in regulation by 1 goal. Shows you when these games are tight that's what that Stanley Cup experience means. When the games are tight, they believe that they're going to come on the top end of it. So I like pretty much everything about the game, and just find a way to get it done at the end, and they did.
And the Panthers coming off that long trip, as you mentioned, Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner, kind of stopped by here on Panthers Insider. Paul Maurice talked about it. Billy, you lived it playing in the National Hockey League as long as you did, but when you go on a long trip and you go to places like Edmonton, where, I'm not kidding, folks, it was 5 below 0 Fahrenheit when we left Edmonton. You went to Calgary there, not exactly the tropics, as you know. It went to Minnesota where that trip ended. These are all places, great hockey markets. I love going there. Like I said, I grew up in the Midwest, so I like to wander out in the cold and make sure that I've still got it. But Paul Maurice said that when you come back and you get off the plane and it's warm out and you see the sunshine, that it does give you a little bit of an energy burst. And there's no doubt that that's got to come into play when you're gearing up to play that next game coming off a long trip.
And that's so true, because when I first came down here, I did realize the sunshine and what it meant. And it gets overlooked. If I go somewhere now and it's cloudy for 5 days, I get that sad seasonal affectionate disorder. It can happen to you. But you go on that long road trip, you're prepared for it. It's going to be cold, and those are phenomenal hockey markets. But when you get a chance and you know you're going home, it's going to be 80 degrees, it's going to be sunny, and you see that sunshine, it just kind of rejuvenates you. And you can feel it throughout your body. It does. It's seeing the sun is wonderful at this time of year. It's right around the holiday break, and you come back and you get that re-energized focus, and all of a sudden when you're on the road and it's cold and brisk and just trying to find a way to get to the rink and in one piece and kind of warm up, all of a sudden you get back here and you're back into your shorts and getting ready, come down to the morning skate. It's a pleasure. It's a big part of playing down here, and when you're good, why it's a very attractive spot. And they get back and they were energized. He said the morning skates were good the last couple of games, and it showed. So you get back to the sunshine and you come to the rink and say, let's do this. That drive to the rink, though, after you've been off on the road like that for a long time, you're driving to the rink, and all of a sudden you're giddy with happiness. I felt it before when I'd be in those. I'd get back home and I'd be like, wow, yeah, this going to the rink. I got some juice left in my body, and the Panthers did have some juice in their body last night.
And they got it done against the St. Louis Blues 2-1 in overtime a night ago. And Billy, a guy we talked about during the broadcast last night, didn't score, had his goal scoring streak snapped at two games, came up as a St. Louis Blue a number of years back, but Nico Mikkola, he scored in the win over Minnesota. He scored a big goal in Monday night's game against the Edmonton Oilers on the road trip. We spend a lot of time talking about Barkov and Tkachuk and Reinhart, but Nico Mikkola deserves some headlines with what he's done offensively lately to go along with his defensive game. Paul Maurice told me that before the Minnesota game, it was as simple as time's gone on, just a confidence in the system, his own abilities, everything that goes along with it, to jump up in the rush, create passing lanes, take some offensive chances, and none of this is ever by cheating the game by any means, because he is such a responsible defensive player. But anything you've noticed from Nico this season, because it seems like at least once a game, we're seeing a sequence where he's jumping up in the rush, and we're seeing some, you know, real offensive, an offensive side to his game that maybe we didn't always see before. But again, he's such a responsible defensive player. When you can add that, though, it's great to see. And Paul Maurice said they encourage this.
Yeah, encourage it. You could see it right from the opening game of the season. It looked different for Mikkola. He was getting up there and getting on his horse. He skates really well for a big guy. He was rock solid again last night against the Blues. Numerous opportunities, but it was a different look in Mikkola. You talked about understanding the system, so he gets it. He's not going to get caught out of place, and all of a sudden he gets a chance to go, and if you got a winger beat down deep in the corner, 2-on-2, let's make it a 3-on-2. Let's go. Let's get after it, and Mikkola has the skating ability to get back. It looks like he's just more comfortable offensively with that part of his game. Maybe was dialed in knowing that, hey, if to stay into this league, I have to do play responsible, get everything. Well, what's happened when you win a Stanley Cup and go, well, let's explore. Let's see if we can get a little more out of this. And Paul Maurice is right. Let's kick him in the bum. Go. Let's see if you can make it happen. And the whole defensive core, him and Kulikov have been terrific. You penalty kill everything. What they've been able to do is that second pairing. There's a lot of chemistry there. They fit really well together. They mesh well. And this Panther D core, who would have thought without Montour and OEL gone, they're 20 goals from defensemen. Third in the end, 20 goals from defensemen. Forsling with five. It's been spread around. Uwe Spilinskas with the goal. Mikkola. It's still a decor that's very, very effective, and it might get lost. And that might be one of the biggest surprises around the league. You look at all the decors and who's up there and scoring. The Panthers are, and you get Ekblad put on the first power play unit. He starts to look like the Ekblad from a few years ago. That's 40-50 point. Aaron Ekblad still along. Now, he's added the defensive side. You're talking about Mikkola adding the offensive side to his game. Well, what happened with Ekblad the last few years, he had become a shutdown defenseman. So he always had the offensive tools. Now he's got a little bit of everything. It's a very complimentary D pair, again, that they've been able to assemble. And it goes directly to who else? Bill Zito. Bringing them in, and Paul Maurice coaching them up. So, yes, Mikkola's been terrific, and it does look like a very much more confident offensively Nico Mikkola.
And you talk about another guy, Bill Lindsay, here with me here, talking all things Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning as always. Strange to not have a Saturday night game, but the Panthers, don't worry, they'll make up for it. Sunday game, and then Monday night against the Tampa Bay Lightning, looking ahead.
So we have Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. Yep. When's the last time Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
It's a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday league so often, but yeah, Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week, and then Sunday, Monday coming up with the home and home against the Tampa Bay Lightning. We'll talk about that here in a moment. But Billy, we've been monitoring Mackie Samuskevich all season long, and I know a lot of the fans, with him being a first-round pick a couple of years back, a lot of folks have been watching Mackie's progression as time's gone on. Led the Panthers AHL affiliate in points last year. He's a guy that, you know, he was drafted in the first round, and everybody knows about the offense, and everybody said the offense is always going to be there. But I found myself at times noticing little plays along the boards, throwing hits, putting his body in the right places. You see the speed shine through. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's where you see a young guy really turning the corner, when you see a guy who's known for putting points on the board, impact games, even on nights when he's not getting on the score sheet. Is that accurate as a way to assess that a young guy's game is really rounding into form?
Yeah, evolving. Because as a young player, you always have the puck. When he dominates college, dominates everything that he's ever done. You even talked about the American Hockey League. Well, they have the puck. They don't have to play defense. They don't got to learn the other side. They're just, let's go. I'm the offensive star. Go. You get to the NHL as a young player, you got to learn to chip it out, win board battles, get to the front of the net, the greasy areas, get back on the back check. And Samuskevich has embraced that. Now that's how, it's one thing to make the NHL. How do I stay in the NHL? The offensive side's there. Don't worry about it, kid. Do the other kind of stuff, and you can see that from Samuskevich, the battle level, the compete level. And you're not going to play for Paul Maurice if you don't have that. And it's hard to get young players into the lineup that are able to fit the system, and Samuskevich is starting to understand what Paul Maurice wants from him. And once that starts to add up, and once it becomes very intuitive to him, that seems like there's less thinking now on all that kind of stuff. When you first get taught it, you're going into games, okay, thinking, where do I have to be defensively? Where do I have to understand? How do I get down? Now it's starting to become reactionary. Once you get the thinking out of it and you understand, okay, I know where I'm supposed to be, then that just all becomes reactionary. Then the offensive stuff starts to build off that. Okay, I'm in the right position defensively. I'm in the right place. I'm down deep in the corners. I'm getting a battle one. The puck all of a sudden comes in front. I'm there for a scoring chance. You start to learn. And I got taught from a really Roger Nielsen taught me, like, do these type of things and you'll last and you'll stay in the NHL. Well, Samuskevich is going to be here to stay. And the offensive upside is going to continue to grow. We know it's there. It's in the tank. The speed, the shot, that wrist is heavy. It comes off. It's in the speed when he's blowing down the wing. So that's there. So that is so encouraging, especially when this Panther team, you look at what has to happen with the salary cap, and you're looking to fill the roster with some young players. The cost is low and the value is high. Samuskevich is going to fit that bill. So to come in and do the things that he has done is, if you're looking down and Bill Zito, Paul Maurice, the whole coaching staff, you're just like, yes, this is exactly what we needed and wanted from a young player coming into our organization.
Bill Lindsay here with me for a few more minutes talking all things Panthers hockey, and I want to get to Panthers Lightning in just a moment just to get your thoughts on the home and home coming up. But talking about the Atlantic Division as a whole first, Billy, I feel like the top three teams, I know we still have a ways to go in this marathon, but I feel like the top three teams, the Panthers, the Leafs, the Lightning, in some way, shape, or form, order, I feel like the top three is the top three. I feel like the bottom three is the bottom three with the Red Wings, the Canadiens, the Buffalo Sabres, the Ottawa Senators, the Boston Bruins. Who comes out on top between those two? Because right now, Boston, they've made the coaching change. Right now, they don't look like the Boston Bruins of the last couple of years. The Ottawa Senators, they have one of Boston's goalies now. Linus Ullmark is there, seems to have given that team some confidence. They're starting to win games. The Ottawa Senators find themselves, you know, right around the holiday season in a playoff spot. How do you think this is all going to look when Game 82 comes around?
Ottawa's got a real chance to chase them down. This is no discredit to Boston, but the teams they beat, especially when Joe Sacco took over as coach, non-playoff teams. You look at their record against teams that are in the playoffs, not good. Can that change? Yes. Jeremy Swayman, Linus Ullmark, who's been better this year. Linus Ullmark got off to a slower start, but the last 5-6 games, brilliant from Ullmark. That's what's been missing in Ottawa. But you look at Stutzla, Tkachuk, the Norris, Drake Bather, they can score. They have the ability. Can you defend?
And they're healthy.
And they're healthy to defend. So there's big issues around Boston to compete against the best. Ottawa is going to push. That's going to be there. Boston has some proving to do. Never count out a veteran team with what they've done, even with a new coach. There's a lot of pride in that Boston locker room. That's where somewhere like Ottawa is striving to get to. Boston's been there, done that.
There's some know-how there.
Yeah, there is some know-how. So that really makes it intriguing to how it's going to play out. But I believe Ottawa is going to have a really good chance to put a lot of pressure on Boston. And you're right about the top three. What's changed? That Tampa just keeps rolling along, retooling. The Gensel trade has seemed to be huge dividends. Cirelli, Hagel playing well above their heads, and the Stars are doing their thing, Kucherov and Point. And then on the other side for Toronto, they've dialed it in, Berube defensively, and they've what Berube's done there is what Paul Maurice did here a couple of years ago. Said, we're not going to win in the playoffs. We can win in the regular season, run and gun, but not in the playoffs. And they've gone to a dump and chase game. You look at the dump in rate with the Toronto Maple Leafs compared to last year. I believe they dump it in fourth or fifth most in the NHL. That was not the case under Sheldon Keefe. It was, let's go, let's attack, let's create odd man rushes. So they've changed their dynamics, and there seems to be a real identity now. I mean, Tampa's always kind of had it. But if I look at true identity, Boston doesn't seem to have, like, who is Boston exactly? Like, what are we looking at? Ottawa, we know, okay, you can score, but the goaltending, can you piece that all together? The top three, like, I look at the Leafs, and it looks like, okay, we know what they're about this year, who they want to be. Same thing, Lightning and the Panthers for sure know what their DNA is.
It's the Panthers and the Lightning coming up now. Bill Lindsay, my guest here, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, and you touched on bit of what's made this Tampa Bay team successful, but just from your perspective, fun to see at this point in the year a home and home where it feels like these are bigger than just 4 points that are up for grabs, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm really interested because of the playoffs last year, and they were looking for power play. They couldn't drive offense 5-on-5, and going into that series, that's when it really started to show. Julian Breezeball, the big decision to get Gensel, let go of Stamkos, one of the greatest, if not greatest.
He took some heat for that at the time, too.
Yeah.
I didn't, personally, I understood it completely. It's worked out for Tampa Bay.
It has, and where they were underwater 5-on-5 last year. They couldn't do it. And this year, with Gensel, his ability to drive offense 5-on-5 with the puck on his stick, he just can do more than Stamkos. And then you thought maybe, well, the power play is not going to look as good. All of a sudden, the power play is starting to get in a rhythm and look good again. And what can you say about Nikita Kucherov and Brayden Point? Nikita Kucherov seems to just go to another. It makes it look so easy.
He's playing a different game than a lot of people are playing.
Yeah. He's playing chess when a lot of people are playing checkers. It's funny to watch him play because it looks like he's playing beer league hockey. It makes it look easy at times. And maybe the most, he might be the most talented, like pure talent. I know McDavid, but there's work. But there's pure talent. Then Brayden Point, again, putting up the goals. And we talked about it. Vasilevsky healthy, full offseason training. Getting back, is there enough depth in Tampa in the third and fourth lines and the bottom D pairing? That's maybe where the question marks lie in Tampa Bay. But John Cooper and that coach and that window has stayed open. Credit to them. We're looking here for the same thing, trying to keep our window open as long as possible with the blueprint. But you're looking at 6 years now, with every year saying Tampa Bay has a chance, even though they lost the last couple of years in the playoffs, or rather relatively early than we're used to. But again, we're talking about Tampa Bay has a chance again, if things go right, that they're a Stanley Cup contender. Really, that to keep that window open that long in a salary cap era is hard to do. So hats off to them. And now we get to see it firsthand. And it's a rivalry. It's Edmonton-Calgary, one of the best in the business going. Islanders, Rangers, whatever you want to talk about. But one of the best rivalries we have in the NHL at this point are the Tampa Bay Lightning and Florida Panthers.
The old Sunshine State Showdown renews tomorrow for the first time this season. Panthers 8-0 this season against teams they've played in the playoffs the last 2 years. The only playoff opponent from the last couple of years they've yet to see the Tampa Bay Lightning this season, and they'll get two doses of the Lightning in 2 days. Should be a fun couple of matchups. Tomorrow at 5 in Tampa, and then Monday at 7 in Sunrise. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and let's get ready for Panthers Lightning.
Yeah, let's do it. You're going to pack a little lighter this road trip, buddy. That's nice for you. I'll be waiting for you here at home on Monday, so enjoy it, and then we get a little break. We get a holiday season, so get some time to, for you especially. I know you've been a busy, busy man. Put your feet up. We don't have fireplaces down here, but you can go out, put your toes in the sand, and relax. And for this whole Panther team, thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much, Billy. That's Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider. Folks, one more segment to go. We will get to more Panthers chat next on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here to wrap up Panthers Insider for this week. Doug Plagans with you, Dan Day, on the other side of the glass. Big thanks, Billy Lindsay, for taking some time out for us. Last segment tomorrow, Panthers back at it against the Tampa Bay Lightning. 5 o'clock over in Tampa. We'll get things started. We're on the air at 4:30. Tomorrow afternoon, 560 WQAM, I'm in Dave and Broward Counties, your place to tune in. Elsewhere across the radio network, you can hit the Panthers radio button on the Panthers app as well. Lots of different places to listen. Then we're back home Monday, 7 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise, another one against Tampa Bay. At this very moment, entering today's action as far as the standings go, Panthers and the Leafs tied in points atop the Atlantic. Toronto, by virtue of the tiebreaker, they've played one less game than the Panthers. They find themselves atop the division. Elsewhere in the league today, LA at Nashville in the afternoon, 4 Eastern. It's the Blackhawks and the Flames, also Sharks, Oilers, 7 o'clock Eastern, Penguins, Devils, Red Wings, Canadians, Blue Jackets, and the Flyers, Islanders and the Leafs, Sabres in Boston, Minnesota at Winnipeg, 10 Eastern, Ottawa at Vancouver, and Seattle at Vegas in a battle between the two most recent entries to the National Hockey League. So it's the Panthers. Well, I guess Utah is new as of this year, but that was a relocation. Seattle and Vegas, those were expansion franchises. The last two expansion teams will meet at 10 Eastern to round out the daily slate. Folks, that's going to do it for us on this edition of Panthers Insider. I'm Doug Plagans, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Thanks to Billy Lindsay for stopping by. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. As always, don't miss Panthers Lightning tomorrow. We're on the air at 4:30. Puck drops at 5 in Tampa. This has been Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.